Hello, ladies and gents, boys and girls. You're listening to the Your Brain Uncovered podcast show with me, your host, Aya Tadabain, where it's my job to interview pioneering scientists and CEOs to tease out some of their most fascinating work. Today, I'm inspired and excited to be interviewing Mr. Piotr. This is P-I-O-T-R. He's the CEO and co-founder of COVID Genomics. Mr. Piotr, welcome to the show. It's a very, very big honor to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's a very big honor to be here.
Thank you. I mean, in this episode, I'm looking forward to be diving into an incredible conversation, exploring the ambition behind your biotechnological startup and the science behind what it does exactly. So can we just begin by examining the big picture question, which is, what is COVID genomics?
So COVID Genomics is a young biotech startup that wants to help pharmaceutical companies in developing next generation mRNA vaccines.
Interesting. That's fascinating. And what was the initial ambition behind starting this, this company? How was it initially founded?
So it was initially founded in April of 2020, but we started the work in March of 2020. And initially, we were just analyzing the genomes of the SARS-CoV-2 virus to answer the question, will the vaccine even be possible? Because back then, nobody knew that.
Wow. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Early bird for a COVID startup. But yeah, thank you for answering that. You're not the only one, but I feel like your company kind of stands out. It filled in a couple of blind spots that other companies missed out on with the COVID pandemic. So what problems did you really solve?
So the two main problems that we are solving is that, first of all, still the mRNA technology is quite new.
Yes.
The first mRNA vaccine was rolled out in 2020, and many companies developing mRNA technology have still quite inefficient pipelines, and we can help optimize it and make them better. And also, the second main problem that we are solving is the problem of virus mutation. We all know that viruses mutate. That's why we have, for example, every year a new flu vaccine. But with the new advancements in machine learning, it became possible to better predict the future evolution of the virus and to tailor the vaccine to not the strains now, but the strains in maybe a few months, 6 months, or in a year, because as we know, the vaccine discovery takes quite a long time.
Wow. I mean, can I ask one question? It's about individual differences and differences among countries. I mean, some tests being devised in pharmaceutical companies can be effective in one country and really irrelevant in another. So how does your tool really help laboratories, kind of fill in the gaps within these differences?
Definitely. So that's a very good question because, for example, last year we were also doing a lot of analysis with regards to PCR tests. And when it comes to the PCR tests, there can be one ideal PCR test for the whole world because the virus was, especially back then when there were a lot of traveling restrictions, now it's a bit more looser, but the virus was mutating quite differently in different parts of the world. So one PCR test may be more effective in one region and another in another region. So it was, it's quite also important to look at not just the whole sequence in the whole world, but also suited to the specific region. And when it comes to the vaccine, it's not that important because many of the vaccines are then distributed worldwide. But also, it's very helpful to look at the more regional data and maybe tailor the vaccine to that, or also to look at just the recent data and not take, for example, data from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can also take some insight.
Wow. All right. So have you, in a way, by collecting data from different countries, are you able to map the human genetic architecture of COVID-19? Is that possible in any way?
Mm, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I mean, we are not doing precisely that. We are mainly processing the genomes of different viruses. We don't use at all human genomes. Okay. We are, however, analyzing the immunological response of humans, because different mutations can affect our immune system in different ways.
Right.
So it's quite important to also distinguish different kinds of mutation.
That's interesting. So would you be able to contrast, maybe, I'm very curious, how do different mutations affect the human immunology differently? Would you be able to provide us with examples, please?
Yes, so it's... So, for example, there are different kinds of mutations. There can be insertions in the nucleotides, there can be deletions, there can be replacements. And, for example, insertion can, when we are immune to one strain of the virus, an insertion mutation that is basically an inserting a certain nucleotide can mean that we will be still immune to this new mutated virus. But, for example, different deletion of another nucleotide can mean that we'll be no longer immune to this mutated strain. So that's why it's important to not just look at this mutated, let's say, 5 times and this mutated 10 times, so the 10 times it's worse, but to look at the specific mutations that can have occurred.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I mean, if we were to take the SARS-CoV genome, the second one, I mean, it has more than 30,000
yes.
nucleotides, is it? 30,000?
About 29,900.
Wow, that's very accurate. I mean, it's a very long, RNA virus. So yeah, although there are a few changes initially to it, there's quite a lot of room for information to be there, right? And how is it that it can differ from one human to another, really? How does it change slightly?
So, when the virus is in one human, it can mutate in quite various different ways. So it's mutating in after transferring to another human, when someone is transferring it the virus, it can be already mutated in numerous different ways, and the other person can be exposed to even a few different strains. And the process is quite random when you look at that, but also when looking at the mutated strain, you can see some, for example, more conservative regions and more regions that are prone to mutate.
Oh wow! Okay. So yeah, I mean, mutations do hinder the efficiency of the existing vaccines. So, and pharmaceutical companies are kind of having a tackle with that. How is it that your company is helping out the pharmaceutical industry?
So we are basically developing the software and machine learning tools to help them and get them better insight into the future evolutions of the virus and also the most probable outcomes, because as we know, it's not like a 0-1 sum game that that our machine learning is just saying, oh, this is the strain that will be in, let's say, 1 year, because it's all about the probabilities and different strains. So it's quite a challenge to sometimes get when we get, like, let's say, ideal results that will be there by probability of different strains, then one needs to calculate different immunological responses of that, and then craft from that the good sequence of the mRNA vaccine.
That's amazing. And on the side, I mean, you're working with laboratories and pharmaceutical companies. Can you maybe name some of the softwares for all my computer fanatics out there? I mean, what softwares are you exactly using to collect this big data?
So it's mainly Python, to be honest.
Right.
We are using many different
golden standard
libraries in that. Yes, that is correct. We are using many different libraries and software in that. We are also doing most of the calculations in the cloud, so there is a lot of cloud integration in that. But yeah, to sum it up, it's mainly Python.
Python mainly. That's amazing. Can I ask, your company, it started off in April and was fixated on COVID genomics, but I can see right now that you're progressing at a very fast pace and you're keeping up to date with the fact that the COVID pandemic is coming to a slight bend. Where do you see your company going in the future?
That's a very good question. Currently, for let's say at this year, we are not focusing on COVID anymore. Mm. We are developing our machine learning algorithms to be applied to any virus, the viruses that are currently and also the first that can come in the future when the future pandemic can start, and it will probably eventually start because looking at the history, there was a pandemic or epidemic every few years.
Oh wow!
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Contrary to our name, we are not focusing on the COVID part. We just want to develop the software to aid in the development of any vaccine for any virus. And mm-hmm. also in the very near future, we are will be changing our name. I can't yet disclose what the name will be, but to not be associated with COVID so much.
All right, I can see you're in it for the long run. So it's not just COVID; it's any epidemic that's up to date. You're kind of helping
Definitely.
To predict future virus mutations, as I can see it.
Yes, definitely.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, you're quite young. How is it that you and at such an age were able to, you know, establish a company like this? What advice would you give, you know, young entrepreneurs?
It's a quite good question. hard to answer, honestly. I mean, yes, I'm quite young, but I had a bit of experience also in the business field. I was working in the strategy consulting before. My co-founders were working also in virus modeling and have experience in immunological side. One of the co-founders has over 7 years of experience in machine learning.
Wow.
So we sometimes joke that he joined machine learning before it was cool. So yes, we are quite young, but also very strong mentors are very known in the fields from Poland and from also abroad. So I think that the key strategy into starting a company like this, like biotech or deep tech, is to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you and mentors that are very knowledgeable and trusted in this subject, and just go for it. I mean, if you want to try it, if you want to see if you would be a good founder or if you could run the company, I would suggest just go for it and try it for yourself.
Oh wow, that takes a lot of guts and it's a big leap forward, but that's very true. And you mentioned something that one of my previous guests said, and that was that it's always good to be the least knowledgeable person in the room. Thank you for the advice.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so before we end this episode, I would just like to really reflect on the missions of your company. That way it would help resonate with with my listeners. And would you be able to leave us with what, you know, COVID Genomics' main mission is?
Yes, definitely. So our main mission is to be not afraid of the new viruses and pathogens in the future. So if anything appears in the world, we can very quickly develop an effective vaccine or different treatment to be able to tackle that.
Wow. All right. So you're kind of like starting off by understanding the virus, then getting insight into its evolution, and then predicting future mutations, which is something we all need, really. this talk with you really helped ease my anxiety about what's about to happen in the future. So thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Can you
leave us with one last fun fact about you? As a CEO. So anything that
Could you repeat?
Anything that you would deem interesting about yourself, and it can be very random.
So actually, about a few months ago, I started playing drums. I've never played drums
wow.
before.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I'm still quite a beginner, but I enjoy it quite a bit. And I think that's a good random fact about me.
Sure. Well, that's a very interesting random fact. Is it classic or electric drums?
A classic.
A classic drums. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're pulling a whiplash. Good luck with that. We'll see how it goes.
Yes.
All
right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you, Future, for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. And I'm very, very grateful for being able to have you here on my show. Honestly, that was just tremendous. And there's a lot of, I've gleaned a lot of wisdom from your words. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much also for inviting me and having me here. And thank you for listening for all the listeners down there.
Oh, that's very genuine of you. For all you listeners out there, I've provided the direct link in the show notes below to COVID Genomics Meme website and to Mr. P.O. Tree's LinkedIn. Do not forget to let me know what you think about this episode and what you think about this amazing biotechnological startup with a review or a comment wherever you find my podcast show. I'll be talking to you very soon. And finally, thank you so much for your interest in science. Bye.